Okay, well, I've been kind of asked to kind of wrap this up and put some scriptural context to this. And, you know, you may wonder how we come up with this stuff, okay? And I have to say, it's through prayer and seeking God. Yes? Yeah, the guys would agree with that we do, you know, we don't just sit down one afternoon and say, oh, what should we do this year? It's a sense of hearing from God. This is what God's heart is. And wrap it around these three areas is a very simple verse that we find in Matthew. And it's the verse, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. And it's found in the Lord's Prayer, as you well know. And it's that sense of seeing God at work. And Emma kind of touched on this last week about how Jesus came and brought the kingdom. And the kingdom was kind of now and not yet. There is a future fulfillment in the kingdom of God. When we get to heaven, where there will be no sorrow, there will be no mourning, there will be no pain, there will be no death. And God's fulfillment of his kingdom will be in heaven. But we're in a sense where the kingdom has come. And what we want to see is the kingdom of God advance. We want to see the works of God go forward. And these three areas, we believe, will enable us as a church and as Christians to move God's full kingdom forward. I'm just interested that John the Baptist was in prison. And he was, you know, obviously struggling. Who is this person, Jesus? I believe that he was the Messiah. I believe he was the Son of God. And so his disciples had to come to Jesus and say, you know, tell us, give us a message for John. Just tell us what you're doing, who you are. And in Luke 7, it says this. He says, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cured, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. And so Jesus said, this is the kingdom. This is what the kingdom of God looks like. And Jesus did two things, okay? The first thing is that he taught about the kingdom. He said, this is what the kingdom is like. And I think it was over 50 times in the Gospels. He talks about the kingdom, what it looks like and what it's going to be. The other thing is he demonstrated the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God, and Paul wrote this, I think it's Corinthians. He said, the kingdom of God is not just a matter of words. It's a matter of power. And in a sense, this year, we want to see both. You've heard lots of words this morning, haven't you? Okay, you've had four of us talking at you, and you're hearing all these words. But what we want to see is God at work in power. Hallelujah. We want to see the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in the life of our church. Mm. Because it's God, as we've been reminded, it's God who builds his church. He does it through his people who are empowered by the Holy Spirit, who share his word, who evangelize and go out and pray for those who are sick, etc., etc. So this morning, I just want to touch on these three words. I want to talk about how, in a sense, they are part of the kingdom coming. The first word is the word refresh. And it's all about actually people coming to Jesus. So Jesus said this, Matthew 11, and the words are up on the screen, says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus gives us all an invitation. He says, come to me if you are weary and burdened. And the truth is, that for many of us is what our experience has been for the last 2 years. There was a government survey, and it just said, people, how are you coping emotionally with COVID? It was done in 2020, and the result was that 4 out of 5 adults who took the survey in Great Britain were very worried or somewhat worried about the effect the coronavirus is having on their lives. 4 out of 5. Just over half of adults said it was affecting their well-being. And nearly half of adults reported high levels of anxiety. So we have a society around us. We have a society that is really, really struggling because of all that has gone on with COVID. Children is even more interesting. They found that COVID affect children's lives in these ways. Excessive crying and annoying behaviour. Increased sadness, depression or worry. Difficulties with concentration and attention. Changes in or avoiding activities that they enjoyed in the past. Unexpected headaches and pain throughout their bodies. And changes in eating habits. Now that may be you. Because we can relate to that, can't we? We can see it. Some of us can see it in our children, how COVID has affected. And maybe some of you, you can say, yeah, that is me. You're not a child, but as an adult, you have struggled. And what we want is we want people to be refreshed by coming to Christ. Because he says, come to me. He gives us the invitation. And then he says, take my yoke on you. And what Jesus was doing, kind of got this picture of a yoke. What is all that about? So as a rabbi, you would join a rabbi and he would teach you his ways. And that teaching was described as a yoke. And the idea is that when you had two oxen, they would plough together. They'd have a yoke that would keep them together, moving forward together. So a pupil would take on the yoke of a rabbi and would literally walk with him. And so Jesus is saying, if you walk with me, and he says this, you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls. And surely that's what we want for ourselves and for the society around us. That people come to Christ and they find refreshment. They find life. And those worries they have fall away. And that's why the teaching series on refreshing, I think, is really important. That's why that course on the well-being journey is really important for this time. I believe it is something that God has given us for this time. So I'd encourage you, get on board and join it. You see, what Jesus was talking about, I feel, is he was talking about transformation, wasn't he? And we have a gospel that transforms people's lives when they come to Christ. And I do sense that for some of us, maybe we've lost confidence in the gospel. But it says in Romans that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel, because of COVID, hasn't lost any of its power. Amen. It's just as powerful as it's always been. And the church needs to be bold enough to share it with others. So let's talk about rebuild, okay? And what we know is that Jesus talked about building, didn't he? Okay? Do you remember how Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount? Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Okay, and he finished with this great story, a story I love because it's great to tell children this story about how there were two people who built houses. You had the wise man and you had the foolish man. If you know the story, the foolish man decided he was going to build his house. He was going down to the beach to build his house and he built it on the sand. The wise man decided, I'm going to build my house upon a rock, a solid rock. And we know that the storms came. The waters came up, the rain come down, and you used to sing a song about it, didn't we, a long time ago? And maybe we should reintroduce that one in church. The wise man built his house upon the rock, yeah? Yeah, thank you. Maybe we won't revisit that one. But the story is brilliant because it just says, actually, if you listen to my words, if you obey my words, what you're doing is you're building your life upon something that is solid. And when the storms of life come, so Jesus said, didn't say, well, if the storms of life came, he said, when they come, because they come to all of us, what is going to happen? Your life is not going to fall apart. And so what we want to do this through rebuild is build our lives on the words of Christ, the teaching of Christ. What I said at the beginning was that Jesus came to teach about the kingdom of God, but he came to show the kingdom of God. And so the series we're putting together, the teaching we're putting together, is so that we can build our lives upon God's word, because that is the firm foundation. Not just build our lives, but center our lives and make that our foundation. I think the thing is, and you know, maybe you kind of listening to me, I've heard this all before. The thing is, what we need to do is we need to put these things into practice. We need to demonstrate them by our lives. I was listening to some guy talk about golf. Let's just have a show of hands. Who likes a game of golf? Okay, I've got two. Okay, three. Yeah, and those at home, they're putting their hands up. Yeah, I know some of you play a bit of golf. And the thing about golf is you know how to play golf, don't you? I'm looking at Mick. He's played a bit of golf. You know how to do it. You get your stick, get your ball on the ground, and you give it a good whack, and off it goes. So you know how to do it. Now, the thing was, for my Father's Day last year, 2020, my children decided that it would be great fun to go play pitch and putt. Okay, and I thought, well, I know how to do that. I know how to go, you know, we just get the stick and hit the ball and get it in the hole. Thing was, they decided to video me, you know, two in the tee shot. And I always thought I had a good swing. Okay, it was a disaster. It looked like I had two wooden legs. And it was awful. And I thought, oh my goodness, I think I know how to play golf, but when I look at it, I don't. You see, we can have the theory in our heads, but what we need to do as the people of God, we need to start living out what Jesus talked about. We need to take things like the Sermon on the Mount and just not have a head knowledge, but we need to put it into practice. And what we're going to encourage you to do this year is to walk with God and to obey his word and live a life that is focused on him. In our teaching series, as Darren read out, the whole thing about being refreshed is that we follow the pattern of Jesus when it comes to things like simplicity and Sabbath. Those are the things that perhaps some of us, our lives are so full of things that we don't have time for God. And so we want to teach and we want to kind of think about the word, God's word. We want to put the words of Jesus, not just to hear them, but to put them into practice. Because that's what it says, doesn't it? It says, you've heard my words, put them into practice, and your life will not fall apart. Lastly, release. Let's just talk about release, shall we? The passage I've put up for you is found in Luke chapter 9. And it's when Jesus took his disciples and he said to them, right, it's time to go out and do the stuff. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because actually what he'd done was that they had come to him and they had heard his word. So in a sense, they'd been refreshed by him and they'd been rebuilt by him in terms of their thinking. And now they were released to go out. And it says that they went out and it talks about how they were to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. To do the two things that Jesus had been doing was then passed on to them. And it says in verse 6, so they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere. And this was the kingdom of God in action, as his disciples were released. And he gave them two things. He gave them power and authority. He gave them power and authority. Power to preach, power to heal, authority to preach, and authority to heal. And for me, this is one of the things that actually the church needs to recapture. That sense of actually we are on a mission. We're not just here to kind of keep these eight walls together and to keep the church going. We're here to grow the church. We're here to extend the kingdom of God, to take out and share the kingdom of God with others. To share what we have, to pray for the sick, to see them healed in Jesus' name. We need to take out what we have and share it with others. I was listening to someone talk about when somebody visited the Vatican years ago, and they came into the Vatican and they saw all the treasures that within the Vatican, all the gold crosses and pieces on the altar. And they made the comment, it says, silver and gold have I none. Well, you can't say that anymore, can you? Because the church was full of gold items. But then the comment was, neither can we say take up your bed and walk. Neither can we say, take up your bed and walk. And that, for me, was just so challenging. Can we still speak over people God's healing, God's salvation? Because that's what the church is about, isn't it? It's about sharing what we have with others, sharing the good news of salvation, but also introducing them to Christ and seeing what God can do in their lives. And for me, what I want to see in 2022 is that the Word and Spirit move together. That we are people who love God. We are people who are filled with the Word, but also we are filled with the Spirit, that we go and share Christ with others. My good friend, Gordon Tuck, who was taken to heaven about 15 months ago, he used to talk about vision for his church. Have the last slide, please, Maggie. And he would say to them, he'd say to his church, there are three questions I need to ask about vision. Because he used to do a very similar thing. He would share vision with the church. And he would say, firstly, do you see it? Do you see the vision that we have shared with you today? And I hope you do. You see a vision of a church that is alive, that's been rebuilt, that is filled with the Spirit of God and is ready to go out. The next question is, do you really want it? Do you want to be in that kind of church? Because that's the kind of church we want to be. And then lastly, are you prepared to do whatever it takes? And that's the key question, isn't it? Because we can all say, oh, I'd love for church to be like that. Oh, I'd love to see that happen. But are we prepared to do what it takes to make it happen? You see, Jesus had a vision of the kingdom coming. And he said to his disciples, you know, basically, you're the ones who are going to make it happen. You're the ones who are going to bring about the kingdom coming. And that message and that task has been passed down through generations. And it comes to us today. Are you willing to give what it takes to make it happen? I hope you are. Because when we see the kingdom of God, there is nothing like it. And I'm sure many of us have been involved in ministry, and we know what it's like to stand with people and introduce them to Jesus. And they give their lives to Christ. And you realize at that moment, they have moved from being lost to being found. They've moved from being hellbound to being bound for heaven and receiving eternal life. You know that feeling. It's just amazing. Or when you place your hands on people, and you see them healed. You see them walk away a different person because God has done something. It's amazing. That's what we want. We want to see a church that is alive, a church that is committed to Christ, that is willing to go forward, to be released, to share his message, to show his love, and to bring healing and life to those who are lost. Are you prepared to do whatever it takes? Let's stand together, shall we? Let's stand as church together. I'm going to do something. I'm going to invite all the elders to come up. And I don't have a plan, guys, by the way.
Okay. Usual, then.
As usual, we don't have a plan. But we are going to pray over you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that God would refresh you in your faith and in your spiritual lives. We're going to pray that God would rebuild some of those areas which perhaps have broken and fallen down. And we're going to pray for that release, that God's Spirit would be released in your life and then through you. So I'm going to get you guys to pray for those areas you've already talked about. Let's pray, shall we?
Spirit can come upon us and just touch us, Lord. And And Father God, I just pray today that you are here present with us. Father God, that each and every one of us is touched by your Holy Spirit, that our souls are refreshed, that we are inspired to be moved forward, that we focus on you this year, Father God, that our well-being is put as a priority, that we seek to seek you first, Lord. And Father God, that through that, our foundations will be solid and we'll be able to move forward. And Father God, that everything we do, we put you at the center of it, Father God, and that we ask that you refresh our souls today, Father God, that you bring us closer to you.
You allow us the time to be with you, Lord. And Father God, that you will answer our prayers, you will touch us, you will show us your kingdom here on earth, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for your refreshing, that you can take our yoke, you can take our burdens, you can release them from us, Father God, that you take everything off us, and we just need to follow you, Lord. Refresh our souls, refresh our bodies, refresh our minds, that we can just walk with you, Father God, and then rebuild this kingdom for you, Father God.
Amen. Yes, God. Spirit of God, share them. Father, we thank you that we get to partner with you in building your church, in building your kingdom here on earth. And Father, as we allow time to be refreshed, Father, it is for one reason we are refreshed, so that we may be a refreshing to others. And Lord, I just pray right now, Father, that the spirit of Nehemiah would raise up in this church. Father, that you would raise up a people who are hungry and thirsty to see your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, I pray that you would stir up a heart and a people, O God, that are hungry to rebuild the kingdom here on earth, O God. Father, that we would see, O God, more people come to know you. Father God, that we would see, O God, anything that has been destroyed or broken down over the last couple of years, O God. Father, for any relationships broken, any situations that have been hurt because of COVID and other things, Father God, we pray, Father, we would lay them behind us and we would focus and strive on towards what you have ahead of us, oh God. Father, for you are calling us to rebuild, Lord God. You are calling us to rebuild, Lord God, this community, Buckskin, oh God, to rebuild this place, Basingstoke, oh God, we pray. Lord, you're calling us to rebuild this church, oh God. Father, that it would be everything as an example and a hope to the nations, oh God. Father, you are calling us to rebuild ourselves, Lord Jesus. Father, that we may be a people that bring change to the world that we live in, oh God. Father, positive change to bring your kingdom come and your will be done, oh God, we pray. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you are calling us to be a people that rebuild. And I pray right now, Father, that you would just empower your people, oh God. Father, that they would realize that they are not building in their own strength. They are not building upon what they know and what they have in their their arsenal, oh God. But Lord God, they are building with the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit, the Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come, the one who will never fail and never change. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that it is not upon us, mere man, but is it upon the authority and the anointing that comes from the Lord God Almighty. And I just pray right now, Father, that your power and your presence would enable us and embolden us and empower us to rebuild that which is broken, that which was taken down, that which has been broken in our lives and in our minds and in our hearts, Father God, in our families, in our country, and in this church, oh God. Father, that we would be bold and courageous. Father, stir it up in us, we pray. Stir up a spirit of boldness. A spirit of boldness for your gospel. A spirit of boldness for your people, oh God. A spirit of boldness for your kingdom, oh God. Father, that we would not be shy. We would not be ashamed of the gospel. We would not be ashamed of what you've called us to be, oh God. But Lord, that you would rebuild your kingdom here on earth, we pray. So Lord Jesus, I just ask, Father, a blessing over your people. Father, that you would stir up a sense of boldness and a sense of passion and a sense of purpose, oh God. Father, that no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've come from, Lord, that we would know that you can use someone like me. You can use each and every one of us to build your kingdom here on earth. Have your way, we pray, in your name.
Pray that we will discern the spiritual forces that are at work here. Father, we pray that you will help us to be bold, strong, that you will give us peace, strength, and confidence in you. Father, that you will get us through. Father, that we just pray that we will each put on the full armor of God. Father, the breastplate, the shield, all the bits of the armor, Father, that we may have the courage, Father, that you will release us to fight the battle for you. Father, that you will give us the strength and the power that we need. And Father, just as Stuart has prayed, we just need to move on from where we're at, Father. Just help us to do that. Help us to lift our heads. You are the lifter of our heads. Father, we just ask these things in your name. Amen.